the days advance and very soon, tomorrow, we begin the novena in preparation for Christmas. And of course, it is called a novena, but it's not a novena because it's not 9 days. But either day is consecutive days until and including Christmas Eve, which of course you have in the bulletins and will be put out in the church. In the meantime, today we celebrate a very special feast. It is a feast of St. Eusebius, or Eusebius of Vercelli. Now, St. Eusebius lived during most of the 4th century, and in particular, I am fond of him because the parish and diocese in which Blessed Pier Giorgio's family had their summer home, their mountain home, was in Vercelli. And the parish itself, where he went to Mass every day, is St. Eusebius, at which I too have been able to celebrate Mass. St. Eusebius was made Bishop of Vercelli, and he suffered and fought against Arianism, which was the horrible heresy of the 4th century. And in many ways, it's still here today, because many people, including those who call themselves Bible-believing Christians, deny the reality of the divinity of Christ. They have no idea how Christ, the Son of God, is the Son of Mary, and she is the Mother of God. So they deny his divinity in his humanity. And so, either way, St. Eusebius fought very much for this. He was apprehended and sent into exile in several places and suffered tremendously. He did not die a martyr, but he suffered life as a martyr. He was beaten and starved and everything else you can imagine. So the church considers him not only a bishop, but also a martyr, though he did not shed the blood, as we have not yet shed the blood. In the meantime, he composed many wonderful things. He translated some of the New Testament into proper Greek and proper Latin, and did much for the churches. Some of his sermons are still extant, and they are very beautiful. And by the way, he is the patron saint of those who like sardines, because he was born in Sardinia. Anyway, he died in the year 371 after many, many trials and tribulations, but he was able to die in his own diocese. And so I pray that someday perhaps you may be able to visit the holy sites of Blessed Pier Giorgio, who is going to be canonized in 2025, and of St. Eusebius, bishop and martyr. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.